First Presidency Message, Call to the Work, by President Thomas S. Monson. When the Prophet Joseph Smith called Elder Heber C. Kimball, 1801 to 1868, to open the door of salvation as a missionary to England, Elder Kimball was seized by feelings of inadequacy. "O Lord," he wrote, "I am a man of stammering tongue, and altogether unfit for such a work." Elder Kimball accepted the call nevertheless, adding, "These considerations did not deter me from the path of duty. The moment I understood the will of my Heavenly Father, I felt a determination to go at all hazards, believing that He would support me by His almighty power and endow me with every qualification that I needed." My young brothers and sisters, who were called to full-time missionary service, you were called to the work because you, like Elder Kimball, have desires to serve God, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 3, and because you are ready and worthy. Senior couples, you are called to the work for the same reasons. You, however, bring not only a desire to serve, but also wisdom gained from seasons of sacrifice, love, and experience that your Father in Heaven can use to touch the hearts of His sons and daughters who are looking for the truth. No doubt you have learned that we can never truly love the Lord until we serve Him by serving others. To your desires to serve as missionaries, you will add faith and fortitude, courage and confidence, resolve and resilience, determination and dedication. Dedicated missionaries can bring about miracles in the mission field. President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887, summed up the essential qualities of missionaries this way. "The kind of men and women and couples we want as bearers of this gospel message are men who have faith in God, men who have faith in their religion, men who honor their priesthood, men in whom God has confidence. We want men full of the Holy Ghost and the power of God, men of honor, integrity, virtue, and purity." The Lord has declared, "For behold, the field is white, all ready to harvest. And lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store, that he perisheth not, but bringeth salvation to his soul. And faith, hope, charity, and love, with an eye single to the glory of God, qualify him for the work." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, verses 4 through 5. Your call has come through inspiration. "I testify that whom God calls, God qualifies." You will receive heavenly help as you prayerfully labor in the Lord's vineyard. The beautiful promise the Lord gave to the missionaries early in this dispensation, as contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, will be yours. "I will go before your face. I will be on your right hand and on your left, and my Spirit shall be in your hearts, and mine angels round about you to bear you up." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verse 88. As you serve, you will build rich eternal memories and friendships. I know of no field which produces a more bounteous harvest of happiness than the mission field. Now a word for those elders, sisters, and couples who, for whatever reason, may not be able to finish their assigned time in the mission field. The Lord loves you. He appreciates your sacrifice. He is aware of your disappointment. Know that He still has a work for you to do. Don't let Satan tell you otherwise. Don't get down. Don't become discouraged. Don't despair. As I observed in General Conference shortly after I was called to lead the church, "Fear not. Be of good cheer. The future is as bright as your faith." That promise still holds true for you, so don't lose your faith, because the Lord has not lost faith in you. Keep your covenants and move forward. The world needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless all of His saints, regardless of where we serve, with a missionary heart. Teaching from this message: whether or not we serve as full-time missionaries, each of us has the opportunity to share the gospel and serve those around us. Consider pairing this message with a recent General Conference talk on this topic, such as Sharing the Restored Gospel by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Ensign, November 2016, page 57. You could also discuss the phrase, "Whom God calls, God qualifies," with those you teach. How have they felt God supporting them in missionary work and in their callings? You can invite those you teach to pray for strength and inspiration to know how to share the gospel with their family, friends, and neighbors. Applying the First Presidency Message to Youth. A Missionary Without a Tag, by Kirsty Arave. At school, I have a teacher who has the kind of personality that might scare someone from sharing opposing views on a subject. One day, we got on the topic of LDS missionaries. I knew I could have answered his questions, but I felt like I shouldn't. So I said just enough to satisfy him for the time being. For the next few weeks, I couldn't stop thinking about our conversation. Finally, a thought came to me that I should give him a Book of Mormon with a few highlighted phrases about missionary work. The thought scared me, but it persisted. I knew it was a prompting I had to follow. About 2 months later, I had the Book of Mormon ready. All day long, I felt like the book was burning a hole in my backpack. The 3 seconds it took for me to hand it to him as I left for winter break was the scariest moment of my life. On the first day back, I passed his classroom, but was scared to go in. Then I heard him call for me, and he gave me a card. I read it in the hallway. He wrote that he had studied at length the passages I had marked, and he was beginning to see some reasons behind my faith. I get excited sharing the gospel now, and I'm even more excited to serve my Heavenly Father on a mission soon. Note, the author lives in Utah, USA. Get ideas at lds.org/go/6176. #FutureMissionary. Applying the First Presidency Message to Children. Missionary Service. Missionaries are called to teach the gospel and also to serve people. Help the missionaries find these tools hidden in the picture on page 6. End of the First Presidency Message. Called to the Work, by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.